Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, want to come to you today, not with a teaching, but a situation that I want to get out into the public. I think it's about time that I did this. Want to get it off my chest, get it in the public, and move on from it. Kind of a confession. And for me, this will be a final resolution. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another, pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. All right, so I want to confess and make public a situation that I've tried to remedy for about 16 months now, and it is to of no avail. So I'm going to give you some basic details. I'm not going into all of the total details. I'm going to give you some basic details and let you know what this is about and what the issue really was. So, about, I would say roughly 2 years ago, a woman reached out to us, found us online, and she was married, had small children. They seemed to be on a biblical journey. They were going to sell everything they owned. The husband was going to quit their job. They were going to travel in an RV trailer and start a new life somewhere else in the country, maybe travel for a while, maybe start a homestead. I don't know exactly what their original plans were. And my wife and her communicated via email for a short while, and then, hope all these details are accurate, as to my best ability they are. And then once they started traveling, the man, we thought it was time, and the man did step up and start communicating with me. And for a very short time, him and I had some good communication. Didn't last very long. We seemed to be united on doctrine and the gospel, so that's very important. And we were moving towards uniting our houses to have biblical fellowship. And then we had some issues come up that really kind of shot everything in the foot, as they say. And I thought we were making good gains because we had a minor issue and I had perceived something wrongly and I had to go back and tell them, you know what, sorry, I perceived it this way, but you then told me it was that way. I apologize for perceiving it wrong. And they actually responded well and appreciated my apology and repentance about that. And it seemed to build trust. And they even told me, they said, wow, that's great that you're willing to do that. So I thought we were moving along really good. But again, then we had these issues come up. Never met face-to-face, by the way. Never met face-to-face. They were invited to our homestead. They didn't come. Never met face-to-face. All this comes down to really is bad internet communication, some flesh, and looking backwards, not looking forward for God's glory. So let me just lay out what happened. So we were striving to study together online. The goal was that they were going to come visit us or we were going to go visit them. We never got there. They were invited to come and homestead on our land to figure out what they wanted to do, to travel more. They didn't seem interested in that. And we were Bible studying, but I never had a really good feeling that he was really into this. I'm just going to say it that way. And my wife is witness to all of this. My wife is my witness to all of this, and we talked, and we kind of both feel the same way. We felt like his wife was in 100%. Him, we weren't really sure. And so I was trying to draw him in, trying to give him expectations of what biblical fellowship and unity is, what it would require to unite our homes. And for a short while, it seemed like we were doing really good. Then we had, and I'm not going into all the details, then we had all these situations of online communication where I thought we were going to be Bible studying one day. He took his family out to go do something else. The communication was bad. Then how we communicate, we couldn't seem to agree on how we were going to communicate. And just the flow of communication and uniting our houses, him and I never saw eye to eye on. I thought there should be more communication at times, and there was none, and I thought that was disrespectful. And he thought that he was communicating more than when he was in the business world, which, okay, saints that are close communicate a lot. That's what I'm used to. But anyway, difference of expectations. This is a young man in his 30s, I take it. And he admitted he was a novice to a lot of this stuff. And so what happened was some messages flew back and forth. And I'll be the first to admit, Let me just say this clearly and plainly. There was no doctrinal issues involved. There was no money involved. There was no sin involved in the way of, you would think of, like, sin between a, you know, a teacher or something like that. This all came down to words via email communication or messenger. And I will be the first to admit, let me confess right here, I probably said things in some ways that I should have said differently. Yep, I'll admit it. But I made the statement and I stand by it. I meant everything I said, but I should have said it different. So it's kind of like, you know, if somebody had bad breath, and by the way, this didn't happen with him, but I'm just using this example. If somebody had bad breath and instead of going up to him saying, hey, your breath really stinks, which I wouldn't do that. That's really insensitive. But I'm giving you an example. Instead of saying that, you could hint or find another way to say, hey, brother, you know, have you checked this, or has anybody mentioned this, or I don't want you to not be aware of this. Is there a problem or anything? And it could be something could be done more gently. I understand that. Email communication is terrible for intent. So there was a lot of communication like that, which I wish I could have done better. Now, it's not an excuse, but let me just tell you, he was in my life at right at the time when I got beat up outside a Baptist church, and the 2 or 3 weeks that him and I were doing this, I was recovering from a partial concussion, swollen wound on my head and my ear, and so I wasn't at my best. I'll admit that. I wasn't, and no excuses. I got to be at my best at all times, right, regardless of my circumstances, and so I probably wasn't at my best for the communicating. Maybe I should have put all that off until after I got healed up and got my mind more straight. And so email communication went back and forth, and it just got worse. He felt he was disrespected. And here's what it comes down to. He said things to me that I thought were disrespectful and out of order and fleshly. I said things to him that I thought were not respectful, fleshly, and out of order. And I went back and I apologized for all of those things. And I said, I'm sorry if I hurt you. I should have said it different. I would never do it that same way again. Can we find a way to make a reconciliation? And we stopped communication. He left. He rebuked me and said, until you repent, I'll never communicate with you again, or can't be united with you again. And over, what, 16 months, I've tried 5 or 6 different times, email, messages on their website, whatever, to reconcile with them. And most of them went totally unanswered. At the beginning, he answered me and said, till you repent, I'll never have unity with you. Then I followed up. I said, you know, forgive me. I'm sorry I said it that way. Can't we move on for God's glory? He never, ever would move on. Never would say, let's not look past. I kept saying, let's not look back. Let's look forward. We can unite our homes. We can glorify God. We can do better this time. We never got there. Most of my emails went ignored. I finally, just recently, tried one more time. He did reach out. It was from his website. And he basically said the same things again, that that I need to repent of those actions. And then he went into some minutiae of details that I don't agree with. He said, I got angry. I never got angry. I was frustrated and confused. He said he wanted to unite our houses. And then the communication wasn't what I thought should be between two brothers that are willing to love and die for each other. I'll just leave it at that. So long story short, I want to confess this and say I probably handled that wrong way back then when I was not at my best. I've tried to reconcile with this man, Tim. We're going to call him Tim. I'm calling this message Tim and the Truth. I tried to reconcile with Tim and his family, and it never got there. He won't receive it. He won't hear the apology. Says he forgives me, but he has no interest in unity, no interest in doing better this time. And I don't know what's going on in this man's life, because after they left us, I don't know what it was, 5, 6 months after they left us, he had a webpage, and then the webpage like froze, and they said they're taking a break, and he confessed to some issues in his life with his wife and his house, and everything, you know, kind of went, I don't know what happened over, it wasn't going good at his house. So I don't know what's going on in this man's life. I don't pretend to know. I don't know. I know he had some issues. And he seemed to get everything back on track. And I thought, hey, maybe we can reconcile now. And once again, last week, same thing. So I just want to put this out there to say, make it public, that we both could have done better in communication. I repented of saying things wrongly, the wrong way. I did mean what I said, meaning if I thought he wasn't communicating respectfully, I meant it. I could have said it better. It's just one example. And Luke 17:3, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother transgress against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. Well, he rebuked me right at the start, and I said, hey, I'm sorry. I said all that stuff. Forgive me. Let's move on. He's refusing to move on. He says, I haven't repented. Well, I thought repenting is admitting what you did was wrong and willing not to do it again. I admitted I treated it maybe a little bit more fleshly than I should have and that I wouldn't do it again. I thought that's repentance. He's saying that it's not repentance, so I don't know. Love and forgiveness is what needs to lead the way. Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven. I just want to go on record as saying, Tim, for you and your house, we love you, we forgive you, we want the best for all of you. He's got a growing young family. But my hands are clean. I've tried so many times. I posted a whole bunch of emails that went unanswered. The last time he did respond to me, still telling me I need to repent when I've already said I'm sorry and I wouldn't do it again that way. He's actually never apologized for what he said. He just said, well, if I took what he said wrong, he apologized. Well, he took what I said wrong. I guess it doesn't work both ways. So I just want that to be a public record that me and a man named Tim did have some communication issues, and he's made quite the deal out of it. And I have nothing to hide. I have a whole trail of messenger and emails. There's nothing that I would hide. Everybody can see them publicly. I don't think there's anything that would disqualify me in any way other than I probably could have phrased some of these questions a little bit better. I probably could have tried to help him along in his novice ways a little bit better. Again, I wasn't at my best at that time, but that's not an excuse. Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Yeah, I tried my best to bring this to peace. Would have loved to see our families united. Right now, I don't think that's possible. The trust is gone. I mean, he may say he doesn't trust me, but any man that can't forgive a brother after he comes many, many times and tries to reconcile and says, I'm sorry I did it that way, I would do it different, can we glorify God together? I don't know how much trust I have for that man. I don't know what his motive is. Now, I want to say this. I believe, after consulting my wife, because she was eyewitness, and taking it to some other brothers who read all the communications, knew what was going on, we kind of think we have an idea of why he's doing this and keeping us all separated. But I'm not going to go into that because that doesn't matter. He's doing it, and I see why he's doing it. I believe I know why. Other people have confirmed it looks that way as well, knowing who this person is. So I just want to say I love you, Tim. If he listens, if he doesn't, everyone else know that I've tried to reconcile with this person. I just want to put that out there publicly. Confess your sins. Get them out in the light. I don't want this to be a burdensome thing in my life. I feel like the weight has been taken off my shoulders. I can move past now. I don't read his blog anymore. My wife doesn't read his wife's blog anymore. We've moved on. We've forgiven. We love them. But Luke 9:62, no one looking back. You know, when you look back, it's to learn and do better. But you don't look back to long and go, oh, if it only it could have been. Looking back in that situation is not good because there's nothing good there. There's nothing redeemable. If he won't forgive me and move on to glorify God together, I don't know what else to tell you. It's really sad. In this last correspondence, he said he knows no other biblical Christian men. That's what he told me. But yet he's throwing a brother who he said was biblical away, except for these words that we had that I've already apologized for, that he won't forgive and forget for. So again, just wanted to make that public. I hope you are, all you people that follow our page and all you saints that we're united to are hearing this. I hope you know my heart. Yep, I'm not perfect, not by any stretch. I can get in my flesh like anyone else. But being a teacher, I got to make sure that I, when I see that I repent of it. And I walk according to the gospel and I glorify God. And so I wanted to confess and say, I could have handled this better, but I'm just going to tell you this, I wouldn't be ashamed for any of you to read those emails. There's nothing I'm ashamed of. It's just, I would have said it different. I meant everything I said. You know, if you said to someone, hey, you're acting like a spoiled brat. Okay, maybe you shouldn't have said they act like a spoiled brat, but maybe you should say, you know, you're acting kind of selfish. So you meant what you said, but you would have said it different. Does that make sense? That's what this all is about. It wasn't no swear words. It wasn't no anger. It wasn't no threats. It wasn't no controlling. I was trying to edify and pour into this novice young man. And he just did not see what I was trying to do, and it got confusing. So I hope you saints and you people that follow our blog, the Saints We're United To, people that follow our website, I hope you realize, be careful of internet communication. It can be void of intent. It can get twisted out of context. And also, make sure you have a forgiving heart. If you're not going to forgive people on Judgment Day, I wonder, do you think you're going to be forgiven? That's something to consider. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there. I love you all. Love you, Tim, in your house, if you're listening. I hope you strive on and grow up to be a mighty man in the kingdom of God. That's what I'm striving to do. And you saints that are united to me, I think you know that's my intent. I think you know I'm not too prideful to admit when I'm wrong. I think I was wrong in this situation in some cases, but I've already repented and apologized, and I can't be held to something that somebody won't forgive me for. That is something that Satan, and he's the accuser of the brethren. That's what he does. I don't want to be part of that. So I'm going to leave right there. I love you all. Strive on. Make sure your communication is good. Make sure your words are always what you want them to say. Don't get in the flesh. And see, this is my fault. I'll be the first one to say, I do a lot of communication with a lot of people. And maybe sometimes that's not a good thing, because maybe I could sometimes choose my words better. So I'm going to learn from this in the future. Make sure, like if I ever have another time where I'm not myself completely, maybe I don't communicate then. And I think sometimes I try beyond my means. Yeah, I'm just a puny, finite human being. I got to make sure that I'm not trying to do too much, because then I could get myself into trouble. And I tried to undo this, but it doesn't seem like it can get undone. But God knows my heart. My wife knows my heart. The saints united to me know my heart. And anybody that knows me on the internet knows my heart. It's only these people that try to make something out of nothing, and they won't forgive, they won't forget, and move on. I hope they get past that, because I love them all. Hey, till next time. I hope don'tperish.com is encouraging you, pouring out every single day. We're striving on. I'm going to be better because of this. All for the glory of God. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.